Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I promised you Mindy Patterson would be with us today and that we weren't going to have a free-for-all Friday, but I have to renege on that promise. This morning, she's en route. There has been a development in the story, which we were going to divulge, bring to you. She is on her way to that scene now. I'm sorry I can't tell you any more than that. I know I'm kind of just being very vague, but we have to be that way. I simply can't jeopardize the situation by going on air at this time and telling exactly everything that's gone on. I did, however, tell her, and she agreed, if this situation goes south quickly, call and let's bring it to the people. Let's bring it to the people immediately. So she is en route right now to rescue someone. And it is something she's been working on for a while, and something kind of escalated or the situation changed yesterday. And she said, I will be en route. So she is on her way there now. We hope that it's a good thing, but if it goes the other direction, I told her to give us a call. So we are going to have a free-for-all Friday, 877-895-5410. There is so much going on in this nation. We have been deceived for decades. So long, many do not have a clue what freedom, liberty, or independence truly is now. They're clueless. This deception has gone on for so long that many Americans really don't know what America is all about. And they are willing and ready to be slaves to king government. Last night in the Senate, well, let's talk about that a little bit. I'm angry, but I'm not surprised. I fully expected them to do what they did. It was so serious. If it wasn't so serious, it would be funny. They, the Senate, were actually going to pass something stupid in the House and if the House promised to tear it up and not pass it and not fund it. What did you make of that kind of idiocy? They think we, the people, are totally and completely ignorant and that we can't see what's happening. Many of us can see, and we want so badly to scream to the world, to all Americans, wake up. The Senate, the Congress, never intended to repeal Obamacare. With the exception of just a few, and I'm not entirely sure who those are anymore, it was all talk. The Democrat Party has gone full speed ahead into socialism. They even brag about it. The GOP, the Republican Party, are full into it as well. They only disagree in front of the cameras and on the campaign trail. Their votes reflect their real intentions. Charlie Reese was correct. They don't fix anything because it's how they want it. Did you ever stop and think about why didn't they repeal, why didn't they defund Obamacare when they had the opportunity in 2012? My flip remark earlier this week or last week about a gallows instead of a wall seems more as if it should be the reality and the rising of we the people. If they want to be free and independent again, we're going to have to clean the swamp. Monday I read to you the conundrums. I want to look at that again today, and I want you to truly take them to heart. when thinking about the D.C. occupiers and the government incorporated. So here they are. The conundrum. Oh, okay, we're going to go to the phone real quick because CW is on the line, and then we'll get to the conundrums. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. How's Beth in?
I'm angry, but I'm hanging in there.
Good to hear your voice. We've missed you about being able to hear you down here in South Central Missouri.
You know, I called that affiliate that you gave me, and he wanted money, I think. He never called back.
If any of your radio stations down South Central Missouri is listening, you ought to get in contact with Beth Ann and put her program on. But anyway, I'm mad at the stupid Republicans that can't get together and pass any bills. And I'm afraid what we've got in Washington, we got a bunch of people that runs on issues that they know we're concerned about just to get elected.
Ooh, yes.
But they don't believe what they're running on. They just run on those issues to get elected. As soon as they get elected, they forget about it.
Hmm.
That's exactly what I think the problem is.
I think they never intended to defund or to repeal Obamacare.
I think the Republicans
are just as happy with it as the Democrats are.
Every one of them run on the promise that they repeal it. Yet, they're breaking their promise. And while Obama was in there, when they knew it get vetoed, they all voted for it just so they could get reelected back home.
You got it.
As soon as they find out it can actually pass, now they can't vote for it. And I think it's so stupid that three Republicans can hold the whole thing hostage and... I knew those two stupid women weren't going to do nothing, but for John McCain, all he's doing this for is because he ran and got beat and Trump won. That's the whole thing about
John McCain came there to vote it down. He didn't come in there for any other reason. He didn't come to save the day for the Republic. He came to save the day for Obamacare.
That's exactly what's wrong with the country right now. All the politicians on both sides are interested in is getting reelected. And I can tell you right now, if the election was tomorrow, I'd stay home. I wouldn't even go vote because what's the use? You vote people in, they don't do what you want them to. If they're going to let the Democrats run it, not let the Democrats have it and stop paying them the salary.
You know, CW, I came out with an idea that's kind of mean. It's kind of mean. But I said, I think instead of building a wall around the borders, I believe we should build a huge gallows in D.C.
Oh, you might be right. Anyway,
now, I wanted to tell you, I don't know if this is too far from you or not, but I did pick up a new station, and they started with me, and it's KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
No, I can't get
it. Okay, I thought it might be too far from you, but I wanted to shout that out just in case. I was hoping maybe you could.
I talked to the guy in Houston, tried to get him to put you on, but...
Yeah. Talk to him a little more, because he's wanting the almighty dollar, and I don't have that.
he said he didn't think it was a good enough deal, and I told him I thought he could sell some time on it, but he's a new guy, just took over here lately, and he's sort of timid about trying to do anything. But anyway, I'm still working for you, Beth.
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, CW. I appreciate it so much.
Okay.
I want to go on with this conundrums that we were talking about. And here are the six conundrums of socialism in the United States of America. This is socialism. Now, this is how they are voting. This is how your Senate votes. This is how your House votes. This is Congress. Let's not divide them into parties because they're all on the same page. And if you don't believe that after what they did last night, you are being fooled. Completely. Oh, yeah, they have some vote against and some vote for. That's just for show. Come on. Conundrums. It is Free for All Friday. I'm on a tear. I am really angry. I want to wake America up. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be a republic right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to do a free-for-all Friday, but bear with me. I want to get through my monologue here real quick. So I want to go back to the conundrums that we read on Monday, because it's dealing with socialism. It says in America is capitalist and greedy, yet half of the population is subsidized. Half of the population is subsidized, yet they think they are victims. They think they are victims, yet their representatives run the government. Their representatives run the government, yet the poor keep getting poorer. And the poor keep getting poorer, yet they have things that people in other countries only dream about. They have things that people in other countries only dream about, yet they want America to be more like those other countries. Think about it, my friends. Think about what the D.C. occupiers just did. They are only... They scream democracy. Democracy equals bureaucracy, which equals control of the people. The republic is the we the people, which equals independence and liberty if we do it right. Socialism is not freedom. Democracy is not freedom. Total freedom without rule of law, without God, is chaos. The United States is in chaos. It won't help to hang the flag upside down. It won't help to keep throwing money at a party affiliation. What will help is education and awareness. That will help bring people around. But it might take complete slavery of this nation, which I believe we are extremely close to at this time. Think about it. How independent are you truly right now? In 1913, when they turned our economy, our monetary system, over to the Federal Reserve, it was the beginning of the end of an economy that was booming for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. But that's only part of the story. Witnessing the hate for the president today is a telltale sign of who D.C. occupiers really represent. And it's not a free and independent constitutional republic. It is not we the people. Who will you cling to if it all hits the fan? And I believe it just might very soon. Will you be screaming, save our democracy? Or will you be screaming, make him pay more, he's rich? Will you be screaming, I will not comply, for I am a sovereign American, God created me equal, and he has given me liberty. I will remain free and independent of a king government incorporated. I will not compromise. I will not comply. I will not submit. I will not bow. I will not break. I will not roll over. I will not sit down. I will not shut up. I will not be go quietly. I will not give up. I will not surrender. But surrender, we seem to have, to the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. David in Arizona. David, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm frustrated and I'm very angry. And, you know, I'm screaming to God in my prayers to help direct us and help us get this country back where it belongs. Quickly, I want to tell you that Operation McCain has been placed on hold, and I will get a hold of Brian when I find out more. The recent news kind of put a block in it temporarily.
Okay.
What I called about, you know, I'm in my 70s, and I remember when JFK was murdered. The only good Democratic president that I can remember. But they had a big cover-up, and the talk in the undercurrent was that it was... So America could heal. You know, the Warren Commission was a farce, and all the criminal activity and the murders or supposed suicides and stealing the money, America's money, our money, has accelerated to beyond anything we could imagine since then. And you're so right, so accurate, and so, whoops, my amateur radio. You're so right on the things that you say, and you're clinging to the Constitution and the founding documents. That's all we've got, you know, and America, listen to Beth.
That's all we've got, but it's more than our founding fathers had, David.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they were willing to give everything for this country, for our future. And now people aren't even willing to stand up and voice and protest and do it properly, you know, and vote intelligently. Although
it's getting harder and harder to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But please keep fighting.
I'm trying.
I know it's rough times for you, but... you know, you keep fighting and keep praying, because I think the doors will open as necessary so that you can keep talking to us.
All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate
you. You're welcome.
And I always appreciate the prayers. We're going to go to Larry from Southwest Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, it sounds more like Venezuela more every day. They're out on protests over there. They have a five-day where people can't protest or they go to prison. I think that'd be next on the list, and they're going to take our water rights. That's probably next.
Well, they're already trying to do that. I know that Donald Trump has tried to hold back the EPA, but they're already trying to get your water rights. They're already trying to get your land rights. They're already trying to get the air rights.
Protesting, like Venezuela is trying to do, because look at their money system. It's all broken, too.
Yeah. We're in a chaos mess, that's for sure. But that chaos we saw last night was by design.
That McCain,
they planned to vote that down. That's what he came back for.
He liked American people real bad.
Yeah.
He just, him, that one, from, and the one from Alaska, and the one from Maine, all three of them there. They're
all socialists. Every one of them. Every single one of them.
How can you trust a liar? You go vote. How can you trust him? Like your caller said, how they say one thing to get in, and next time they get in, and they can't. Oh, they change their mind. Like
they create a crisis. Charlie Reese says they create a crisis. They campaign to fix the crisis, and they never fix it. They don't fix it because it's how they want it.
Well, they don't fix it until the next election. So they stay in there.
So unless people like you and me start running for office, we're not going to clean up that swamp.
Well,
we need more outsiders. I mean, I know people, they either hate or love Donald Trump, but we need more outsiders. That's the only way to clean this mess up.
Yeah.
We need we the people to take charge. We need statesmen to come up, step up. I know that we have wealthy Americans who love this country.
Yeah.
We need them to step up. We've got the Soroses stepping up, and the Koch brothers. They have money, but they're not after a free republic. I'm convinced they're not.
Yeah, we had two people in Manhattan that jumped to their deaths this morning because they couldn't afford their health care.
Mm.
They found notes in their pockets.
You know what I would have asked on that Senate floor last night? I would have turned to John McCain and said, what kind of health care insurance do you have?
Yeah, people get his portion of it. Medical costs for
they are well taken care of. And that's why they can't afford to take care of us. They're not there to take care of us.
No, I don't believe so either.
All right, I'm going to let you go because we're going to be heading into a break here shortly. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You ask your senator, what kind of health insurance do you have? May I see your policy? It's not about insurance. It's about control. Let's go back. We wanted to blame Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton when we read about Sal Alinsky's. His 8 steps to control, to make a complete socialistic state. And number one is health care. Control health care and you control the people. Is there any doubt in your mind as to why they didn't pass that last night? Is there any doubt in your mind as to why they refused to repeal it or defund it back in 2012? It's because it's what they want. To control the people. Will you comply? Looks like we will. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's free for all Friday. I'm on a tear. I know. I'm really upset. But I want you to wake up. 877-895-5410. And I stand with a republic, not a democracy. And I will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Every turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We seem to have the same thing on our mind. Maybe it's because I prompted it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, I think we're going to have to flush more than twice, buddy.
Yeah. No, I think the gallows is a very good idea. Sent a little letter from the Republican National Committee.
They want money, don't they?
Well, and they said, well, the Republican National Committee is trying to push Trump's agenda. Won't you help it? And it was a small little note with, like, mock handwriting on a little yellow piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Well, I brought out my Sharpie pen, and I wrote, Bravo Sierra across all of it. Bravo Sierra is not what I wrote, but that's what I'm saying on the radio.
Okay.
And
all
then
right.
I got on my blank piece of paper and I said, did you guys repeal or defund Planned Parenthood? No. Did you defund Obamacare?
No.
No.
Did you approve
Did
the
you
wall?
Did you invest, and you want my money? Well, on the little donation slip, I closed it with two words. The first began with the letter F as in Foxtrot.
Okay. And, all right.
And I mailed it to him.
Okay. Well, so, you know.
As far as I'm concerned, they want to solve this health care. Well, first thing, get the insurance companies out of it. Because I remember way back when, if you had to go to the doctor, you paid for it, and they charged basically what they could afford and what was fair. Then the insurance companies came in.
They tell them what to charge.
All of a sudden, their rates went up.
They not only tell them what to charge, they tell them what procedures they can and cannot do.
Yeah. And, And it's like, get the insurance companies out. All this whole Obamacare is basically a money grab and an entitlement program for the insurance companies.
That's exactly right. And then they wanted to bail them out because some of them aren't making money, but it was intended to fail from the very beginning. There are no accidents in politics.
Oh, yeah.
It was intended to fail just like it's collapsing so it could go down to Warren, you know, Elizabeth Warren's proud to say it, and Bernie Sanders is saying it, and the GOP are voting for it, and that is to
government run health care.
Absolutely, absolutely one provider, and it'll be them, and that is not liberty.
Imagine that.
Yeah, thanks,
Kit. Well, and somehow or another, this all seems to trace back through lots of various backwater channels to the House of Rothschild, way I can figure it.
Well, we just need to get them out of there. That's all there is to it. Well, I'm going to let you go because I've got callers piling up, okay? Thank you so much. We're going to go to Tom in Michigan. Tom, how are you doing today?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about where this healthcare boondoggle came from. And I recall back when I started working in 1965 sweeping floors in what they call a job shop. And here in Michigan, we used to have a lot of machine shop. We'd do precision tooling for the auto industry.
Yes.
And these guys who worked there, they were smart. You know, these were skilled people. Good mechanics, tool and die, that sort of thing. And I actually had health care. I was the dumbest guy there. I wasn't even 16 yet. And
not dumb, just inexperienced.
Well, yeah, okay. But, I asked these guys, I said, well, how come they're giving this to us? And they just said, it's cheaper for the corporation. They don't have to pay taxes. They can write it off. And... you know, I kind of walk away scratching my head. Well, how can a company, get a tax advantage over a private individual? And, I mean, basically, back then it was what, most people would just go to a doctor and pay for it. But, these corporations, they found that they could get the skilled labor that they needed by offering these health care benefits. And they would get the older people with families, the stable worker. And then the insurance industry is just, I've observed, it's just grown and grown and grown.
It's a racket. It's a racket.
Yeah, it all started with the IRS and the unconstitutional income tax.
And that was back in 1913. It's been going on a long time, and people are blind. They're just absolutely blind. I'm willing to pay a few more taxes if they're going to take care of the roads. Well, aren't you giving enough taxes now? Why aren't they taking care of the roads? Where's that money going? Sit down and ask John McCain, what kind of health insurance do you have? You're getting ready to go through some major brain surgery. What kind of health insurance do you have, sir? Is this going to affect your family financially?
That's the question.
Yes. Yes. And nobody asked it, did they?
No. And where's it going to be 40 years from now? Mm-hmm. I look over the last 40 years or 50 years, and the changes are just, it's unbelievable. We could actually even be talking about transsexuals in the military. And actually,
it's not just that. They want us to pay for their surgeries.
Exactly.
You know, when is government going to pay if I want plastic surgery done because I'm getting older? I got a few wrinkles, a few saggies. I mean, come on. That's not health care. They're mentally ill. I'm sorry. They have some issues, and I don't think I should pay for their taking care of their issues. So anyway, I appreciate your call, Tom. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. We need to move on. We've got Steve in Wisconsin, and he's got a solution. Steve, how are you today?
I'm fine. Top of the morning to you. I got two things as quickly as I can. First of all, excuse me, the people of Alaska need to get up a petition and demand that woman traitor up there to resign and replace her with Sarah Palin. That's
okay.
Number one.
Okay, hold on just a second. These are the three Republicans, and this was intentional. I want everyone to understand that voted to defeat the repeal of Obamacare. Senator John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. 202-224-3121 is the D.C. switchboard, and it should be lit up today. All right, go ahead.
Like I said, get up a big petition, demand her resignation, and replace her with Sarah Palin. That's number one. Number two, I believe that the problems in this country now have reached to a point where what I'm going to suggest, I've always been against it before, but Donald Trump is the only person that I would trust with this, and he would have to make a pledge. It's for 1 year and 1 year only. He has to declare a national emergency, or some people might want to call it martial law. I think that is the only thing that's going to save this country, because everything that we've tried in the past hasn't worked, and everything we're going to try in the future is not going to work. We're just stuck in the mud, and I would be in favor of Donald Trump declaring a national emergency.
Well, and here we have the FBI under probe, under investigation for leaking information. The FBI, the High Council of the FBI. You're right. That may be what we need, and I'm kind of like you. I never wanted it before. Thank you. I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you for listening up there in Wisconsin. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. The only way any of this can be solved is with you, we the people. Do you want liberty or not? And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. SCG about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show, and I believe we might have set a record on callers such thus far. So we're going to go to Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today? By the way, thank you. We talked about Allodial Idol.
I'm so mad. I missed your show yesterday.
Well, you can still go catch it.
We had problems with the kids.
Okay. Well, you can still go catch it. It's on the website.
I did. I caught it this morning. We listened
okay.
to it.
And I apologize that I went brain dead there for a little bit and couldn't remember your name. Had to go into commercial and figure it out. So
I'm like a bad penny. I pop
no, 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 no. Well, I'd take lots of bad pennies if they were all like you.
Thank you. This health care bill, okay, yes. Just to let everybody know, you, as long as you don't sign up for that, the healthcare marketplace or any of those things, okay, you can buy your own healthcare other places, get your own healthcare.
Yes, they did.
You do not
that.
Have mm-hmm. to, you know, succumb to the federals, because there is public law 42 U.S.C. 18115. This is the United States Code, okay. Section 1555 of the health care bill states freedom not to participate in federal health insurance programs. And it says no individual, company, business, nonprofit entity, or health insurance issuer offering group or individual health insurance coverage shall be required to participate in any federal health insurance program created under this act, or any amendments made by this act, or in any federal health insurance program expanded by this act, or any such amendments. And there shall be no penalty or fine imposed upon any such issuer for choosing not to participate in such programs.
Okay, now give us that number again. It was 42.
This is the United 42 USC, which is United States Code.
Got it.
18115. 18,115.
And it was section 1555?
And it's section 1555. And if you have, I've taken this whole quote, highlighted and everything, and you take Form 8965, which is the health coverage exemptions form for the IRS, and you attach that, you fill this out in the top there, you just are part three says coverage exemptions claimed on your return for individuals.
Okay.
And you put your all the names of you and your kids and your husband in there, their social security number, the exemption type, and you just cite that section 1555.
Okay.
On
well,
there, and you put it for the full year, and you don't get any penalties on your tax return.
All right.
At all.
Thank you for that information. I got to move on. We've got other callers. Hold it. Thank you so much, Laura. Appreciate it very, very much. We have Bob from Arkansas. He said he's got a solution. Bob?
Yeah, you. I know you promote gold and silver and that sort of stuff and survival food. If you want the whole story on how to, on what needs to be done, the solution, people just need to read Revelation 18:5.
Okay.
That'll give you all the solution you need.
All right. Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's Revelation 18:5. Appreciate it. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, Beth Ann. You got a great program. I'm a mechanical engineer. I got a degree at Oklahoma State, and they taught us this about mass production. All things that are manufactured, including humans, follow what's called a bathtub-shaped failure rate curve. You can Google it and read all about it. What is that? And that's the purpose of warranties at the beginning of life of any device that you might design for mass production. Well, it includes humans. And so if you look at the bathtub-shaped failure rate curve, the area under the curve is the cost of the health care. We all, every single one of us that's alive, follows a bathtub-shaped failure rate curve. Mm-hmm. So we all have expenses early in life, and then there's a long period, the flat of the tub, where there is no expense. And at the end of life, you start getting more and more expenses, hip replacements, teeth, you name it, and the wear out zone, they call it. But the life of the useful life of a device is from like age 10 to age 50,
right.
And there's no expense there. Well, so it's an unsolvable problem because unless you have mandatory insurance where you pay as you go. Fill the tub with funds. Remember, every one of us follows this tub curve.
But we don't need insurance to fill the tub.
At the end.
We don't have to have insurance. We could just fill the tub without insurance companies. We just don't do it.
You live your life from 0 to 100. During that course of time, you're going to have a lot of expenses towards the end of your life, health care expenses. How do you pay for those? Well, start paying them for you when you're 10, 12, 15, 20, 30, 40, you start paying for the expenses that are going to be there when you reach the end of your life.
You got to plan for them. Okay, appreciate it, Roger. Thank you.
Okay.
I have this article. Do you trust them? Do you really, 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 really trust them? They have, this article is coming from the Daily Signal, which took it from the Daily Caller. Republicans promise to make your taxes simpler, fairer, and lower. Well, I think we saw how good they are on holding on to promises last night. And in the House a few months ago. And in 2012 when they refused to vote to defund Obamacare. When they have refused to defund Planned Parenthood. You can't count on the Democrats. They're just not even going to be there. The Republicans have said they are there for us, but they are not there for us except in mouth only. John McCain didn't come to save the day for we the people, the Republic. He came there to save democracy and to save Obamacare. That's why he showed up. not a hero to the Republic, I can assure you. The FBI general counsel allegedly under investigation for leaks, serious leaks. They don't care about national security. They don't care about we the people having liberty. What they care about is controlling we the people. It's all about control. Beware of the useful idiots, and that is us. If you buy into the promises of the GOP or the Democrat Party's socialistic ways, and you believe that we're a democracy, then we're done. Liberty is finished. But if you, we the people, long for independence and liberty, it's up to us to take a stand and say, I will not comply. This is wrong. And we will stand together and bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.